Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Wednesday visited many areas badly affected in the catastrophic earthquake. First, he toured a tent city in a hard-hit area where people were forced from their homes where they're living now. He was cheered by women and children in distress. Amid calls for his government to send more help to the disaster zone, Erdogan conceded initial shortfalls in the response on Monday's 7.8 magnitude quake, but vowed no one would be left in the streets. Rescue teams from Istanbul municipality were overjoyed as they found a young Syrian refugee boy under the rubble of a collapsed building on Tuesday night in the southern Turkish town of Hatay. In a video of the rescue, workers gave the little boy water from a bottle cap before pulling him out of the wreckage nearly 45 hours after the major quake. The European Union plans to host a donors conference in March to mobilize international aid for Syria and Turkey following the devastating earthquake. This according to EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen. The European Union said the conference would be held early next month in Brussels in coordination with Turkish authorities to mobilize funds from the international community in support for the people of both countries. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with King Charles III on Wednesday in Buckingham Palace. Earlier in the day, he pushed for fighter jets to ensure his country's victory over Russia. In a dramatic speech before the UK Parliament, he pleaded for the families.
They are so precious that we, the servants of our kings, do everything possible and impossible to make the world.
This is VOA News. Pardon that technical issue. The United States on Wednesday says it has been in touch with allies over a global fleet of Chinese espionage balloons similar to the one shot down last week by the U.S. Air Force. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters aboard Air Force One that these balloons are all part of a Chinese fleet of balloons developed to conduct surveillance operations. A huge white balloon carrying sophisticated equipment traversed the continental United States last week before President Joe Biden ordered the military to shoot it down just off the coast in the Atlantic. China insists that the balloon was merely conducting weather research, but the Pentagon described it as a high-tech spying operation. After his State of the Union speech, U.S. President Joe Biden was heading out to key 2024 campaign states. During his State of the Union address, Mr. Biden appealed to Republicans to work with him, but managed to run into partisan conflict. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The president offered a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition.
Our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
There was some heckling from the Republican side, such as when he said,
"Some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority."
Republicans jumped to their feet to object.
"I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks."
But elsewhere in his remarks, Biden pointed to bipartisan progress on issues like infrastructure. Ben Thomas, Washington.
New Zealand police on Wednesday said they found more than 3 tons of cocaine valued at $316 million floating in the ocean after it was dropped there by an international drug smuggling syndicate.
"We believe we've dealt a significant blow to an international criminal syndicate's operation after we intercepted 3.2 tons of cocaine that had been dropped at a floating transit point in the middle of the Pacific Ocean."
While they have yet to make any arrests, police said the find has affected everyone from the South American producers to the distributors in what was the nation's largest ever drug seizure. One of the most famous athletes on the planet has broken a decades-old record. U.S. basketball superstar LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers became the National Basketball Association's all-time leader scorer Tuesday night, surpassing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
"You know, I had a moment there, but I don't think it's really hit me on what just transpired. As much as I tried to live in the moment, it was kind of a blur,
he said. He now has 38,390 points for his career to date. From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.